nationally. And I would expect that to happen to some extent, even in central Illinois. So as long as they're adequately reserved for those types of losses, as long as they haven't done anything stupid with loan growth, you know, not a problem.
But both Waspy and Dukeman don't think the economic downturn will lead to too many serious problems for too many Midwest banks. Illinois' teenagers, including those at a Champaign high school, are encouraged to find new ways of making others their age pay attention to the rules of the road. The second year of Operation Teen Safe Driving was launched today. It's a statewide initiative working in tandem with a series of new laws aimed at reducing accidents involving teen drivers. Illinois Secretary of State's office and its corporate partners choose schools to conduct ad campaigns addressing areas like alcohol, seatbelt use, and distracted driving. Tim Millage is the principal of Champaign's St. Thomas More High School.
It's not as loud as if it comes from a peer. So it's really important that our students feel the power to take control of their own safety, and we should follow their lead as much as we should demonstrate to them how important it is for us to not speed in the parking lot and not be on our cell phones.
The state works with Ford Motor Company and the Allstate Foundation to fund the program. More than 100 high schools are chosen to compete with their messages of safety. Those who conduct the best campaigns are given funds to put back into the program next year, as well as prize money for their school's after-prom parties. There were 39 teen fatalities on Illinois roads during the first 6 months of this year. That's down, though, from 82 to the same period in 2007. An invasive exotic tree killer may be back in Illinois, and teams from the state and federal departments of agriculture are roaming suburban Deerfield to track it down. An Asian longhorn beetle was discovered in the northern Chicago suburb earlier this month. Suzanne Bond is from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Whether we're looking at residential trees, whether we're looking at trees on commercial property, parkland, or even, you know, forests, we have to be out looking for any signs of the beetle wherever those searches take us.
The USDA is also looking for companies in the area that may have imported cargo from Asia. Officials think the beetle could have stowed away in shipping material. The beetle first invaded Illinois in 1998. Eradication efforts have since cost federal, state, and city governments $77 million since. Local artists will display their paintings, jewelry, sculptures, and much more tomorrow in Champaign. About 80 artists will put up their booths in downtown for the 5th Annual Festival of the Arts. It'll take place from 11 tomorrow morning till 8 in the evening. Laura Otterberry with the Champaign Park District says the festival invites people to not just view and purchase art, but create their own.
We've also got a little artist alley where kids can create their own works of art. And then we have an art walk where we're encouraging people to stop at different booths and pick up an item at those booths. And once they've collected all of those items, they go back to an ending location to create their own masterpiece.
Otterberry says the Festival of the Arts will also feature music and theater performances on three different stages. She says many downtown Champaign streets will be closed to traffic for the festival from early tomorrow morning until late in the evening. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from RE/MAX Realty Associates. RE/MAX Realty Associates are full-time agents with an average of 13 years professional experience listing and selling homes. Information at 352-5700. RE/MAX encourages you to join them in supporting public broadcasting.
It's 4:33. We got a forecast for the weekend with meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Thanks, Tom. Beautiful weather for the Arts Festival in downtown Champaign and anything else you may be planning this weekend. We've really had a nice stretch of weather. Of course, the one problem with that is now it's getting quite dry in some areas. Earlier in the week, it looked like we were going to have an upper air disturbance move this way and sit over us, but instead it's going to sit over the western plains and fizzle out, and we're not expecting any rain at all for the next several days. Probably the next chance of rain won't come until the middle of next week, and it could be longer than that. We'll have to wait and see. Temperatures are going to start to warm up next week, but over the next few nights, comfortably cool. You will not need the air conditioner. In fact, you may need a blanket if you have the window open, as temperatures are going to drop into the 50s. And right now, the only precipitation around the two-state area, a few showers in far southern Illinois. That's about it, but sunshine does prevail across Illinois and Indiana, and that will be the case through the weekend. The forecast for the two states tonight: in far southern Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers early, then partly cloudy. Elsewhere, mostly clear. And low temperatures in the 50s, except mid-60s near Lake Michigan. Tomorrow, sunny, highs 80 to 85. So not a big range at all. Low to mid-80s, pleasant afternoon across the two states. For Champaign-Urbana tonight, clear, the low 54, the wind light from the northeast. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, the high 83. Wind from the north at 3 to 8 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear, low 56. Sunday, mostly sunny, high 84. Sunday night, clear, the low around 60 degrees. And looking ahead to Monday, mostly sunny with a high temperature of 87. Right now, we have 80 degrees, a dew point of 58. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Patrolling the U.S.-Mexico border is no small task. U.S. Border Patrol agents find themselves doing less patrolling and more minor duties, such as transporting illegal immigrants back to Mexico. That's why the Border Patrol began hiring contractors to free up its agents. Now two of those contractors stand accused of smuggling illegal immigrants into the U.S. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, both of them worked for the Wackenhut Corporation.